Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course. That's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want, we got in the mind of automation, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games. And you know, we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Well, well, you listen to this podcast too. And you rant about this podcast too. Just a site where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss the cream the fridges. We do some good interviews. And you know, from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you listen to this podcast too? And you love this podcast too.
Welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection podcast. Jeremy here, hanging out with Chris.
Aloha, brothers.
Yeah, that's keyword or code for we're talking about Hawaii.
Hawaii.
The Warriors.
We're going to be talking about the
Spam, right?
Spam and the chaos on the islands.
Fried Spam and shaved ice.
Lord. Shaved ice, I forgot about that. No, man. Macadamia nuts. And top.
There you go. We got that coming up. MWCConnection.com. Give the obligatory random station ID here. At MWC Connection. Let's get Chris at Greek Padre to 350 followers. I will lower my goal for you there. To the 400.
thanks for lowering your expectations.
Give him a follow at 350. He wants to give him 350. Our show here, we can be found on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, our website again. So tonight, we're continuing our series. I did get a tweet today from one of our guy, Tim D. Hanson, I believe it was. Hey, where's the podcast? Well, here it is. Right now. It's happening.
Yep. It's on a Wednesday night instead of a Sunday or Monday night, like how we usually do. We're a little bit behind, but we're going to catch up soon.
We'll make up for it. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
And tonight we're talking about Hawaii. Before we get into Hawaii, the only other stuff to discuss, really, we got I guess it's not boring, but it's just kind of a season's getting closer with all the watch lists coming out. We have the Maxwell. We have the Lou Groszitz. Of course, the kicker award, which is the most important. Right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Austin Lopez is on the watch list for that.
And for those who are complaining about no San Jose State football, thank you, Donald, for starting to do that. So that's good news there for those Spartan fans.
Sweet. Now we need Air Force guys. Hold on. Actually, let me check the roster right now. And I'll tell you exactly what we need.
While you do that, a few other things. Apparently, I didn't know this. The Elite 11 is a big deal. Well, I knew that. I didn't realize there was a Mountain West guys in the mix for it. You got the Ryan Brand, the Air Force commit, which I don't know how long that'll last, but he's doing a good job. He's committed to Air Force. Because here's the coolest thing. As on Twitter, who can give you the best recruiting pitch that, hey, you could be a fighter pilot, right?
Air Force.
There you go. We'll see if he actually commits to Air Force, because they're saying his recruiting profile says he's a high-quality guy to run a triple option offense, which Air Force basically does. There was some sad news in Colorado State. Ross Bowers chose Cal and Sonny Dykes off 60 passing a game offense over Jim McElwain. And there's some other guy, too, who is considering San Diego State, Sam Darnold, but probably not going to happen. So what do we got? Who do we need? What do we need?
We need an Air Force rider. We need a Nevada rider. We need a second Boise State rider, because I don't count. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else.
We also
probably could use a second New Mexico rider.
We need a New Mexico rider. for football.
Oh, yeah. Well, for football, yeah.
We don't have one for football.
Yeah, because Mark just does basketball. And probably second Utah State writer. So
our good friend Ben is a coach's football. He's pretty busy, so that would be very helpful if we can do that.
Yeah, so I will repeat this again. If you're looking for Air Force, Boise State, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah State, those are five positions.
And San Jose State. We could Donald.
And San Jose State.
He does great stuff for
San Jose State coverage.
Yeah, he does great stuff for baseball. He's just kind of chipping in, notices their lack of coverage. So basically, here's the thing. We'll take anybody on, but if you want to write about a team, we won't say no if you can write better than a fifth grade level.
Actually, we might say no. You have to have some writing skills.
Well, above a fifth grade level, that's what I'm saying. I got standards.
Dude, have you seen some of the high school writing?
I'm kidding. No, I'm just joking. No, what we're saying is if you can write well enough, we're good. Even though we have about a million San Diego State writers and about 24 and a half Colorado State writers, if that's your thing, we'll take you on.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm actually most impressed. Not the San Diego State writers. I'm actually most impressed about how many Colorado State writers have joined in. There's a significant number of you, not just writers, but Colorado State fans. And
I would like to think
you're voicing your opinions, and that's awesome.
RamNation.com, I believe, posted this, our little job board or post we had. Yeah, any team you want to cover, football's our obviously main priority. We have a good contact for some UNLV basketball. That's a pretty high profile spot here. Any sports, if you want to do swimming, volleyball, water polo, give us a call.
All right.
MountainWestFootball@gmail.com. We should probably tell them how to contact us. That's important. Let's get to it. Hawaii football.
Yes, let's talk Hawaii football, brother.
Norm Chow's third year. First head coaching gig. Should we set an over-under date of when the offensive coordinator will be let go this year? Yes, I'm starting there.
Go ahead and say November 1st.
Oh, so a four-month buffer from August last year about this time when they let go of Aaron Price.
Yeah.
One of the things
to note about Hawaii, though, they weren't as horrible as they were. They went 1-11 last year. They weren't that bad. Okay, they went 1-11, but these were their losses, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of UNLV. Lost to Fresno State 42-37, lost to San Jose State 37-27, lost to UNLV 39-37, lost to Colorado State 35-28. Lost to San Diego State 28-21.
Overtime.
Lost to Wyoming 59-56.
Also overtime.
Yeah. That's like four or five games right there where they lost 10 points or less, where they probably could have won.
They had five that are less than a touchdown. Six, 10 or less if you count with that San Jose State loss.
Yeah. This team... first of all, the first thing you can blame...
The quadrant. I blame the quadrant.
Yes. We use the quadrant. I was going to go with the tetrarch, but it is the quadrant.
Taylor Graham, Jeremy Higgins...
John Schroeder, Jeremy Higgins, Ikeke Awuzie.
Ikeke Awuzie, yeah, that's... When they stuck to one quarterback at the end of the season with Woosley... They did pretty well. And Woosley is a projected starter right now, according to Mr. Phil Still.
Well, it's actually the one they stuck to one starter was Sean Schroeder. But
oh, sorry, that's right. Yes, that's the quadrant system confused me. I apologize. Here's the real excuse me. Here's where I think Hawaii can be pretty good. We're gonna kind of jump around the offense. Joey Osafa.
And Stephen Lakalaka.
Yes, Stephen Lakalaka. The running back position is going to be good. Because when Osafa was playing, he came up when he had a fractured foot or some sort of broken fractured foot of some sort. He played a couple of carries early in the year. When he's finally healthy, he was possibly one of the best running – or he was up there being one of the best running backs in all of the Mountain West.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you see the statistics. He only rushed 126 times for 590 yards, but that's 4.7 yards per carry. Now, behind him, once again, Stephen Lakalaka, 4.1 yards per carry. You also had, I'm going to butcher this, Yosemite St. Just, 4.3 yards per carry, and he had 50 rushes. And when Ikeako Woolsey was playing quarterback and ran the option, he was averaging almost 5 yards a carry. This is a very strong rushing team for not being a run option team.
They'll need Iosafa to be the guy.
Oh, yeah. Iosafa needs to be.
Iosafa, yeah. He had 5 touchdowns in, what, 4 games. Well, yeah, 4, yeah. 3 games over one. He's over almost 150 per game just about. Yeah, the Navy game, whatever, Army, a lot of yards, but 150 against San Diego State's pretty good. 191's always good.
The strength of Hawaii's offense was, as soon as they got rid of the quadrant and played one quarterback, that's where they started playing well at quarterback. But the running game is really, last year and then into this year, is going to really be the strength of this team.
Sure, yeah. They returned 7 starters on offense. I don't know if that considers a quarterback or not. I guess that technically could with who they played last year.
Hey, so, you know what? 3 of the 4 quarterbacks who were at starting at one point or another last year are returning. So, therefore, that does count.
Okay. So, who – right now, I'm looking at Phil Steele. He has, like I said, Woosley as a starting quarterback. Who's going to be the – is it going to be Sean Shorter? Taylor Graham, is he going to be in battle there? You got Jeremy Higgins, he's probably not the starter, but...
Or could it be Max Wittig?
Well, no, that's impossible because he didn't graduate. Max Wittig, he can walk on at Hawaii. There's no reason for Norchow to give him a scholarship since he didn't get enough credits to graduate, to get former USC quarterback.
But Norm Chow likes for a quarterback system.
Sure, but he can't play him this year.
This is true.
And so if the quick news on Wittig, he wants to come to Hawaii. Norm Chow's interested. Not interested enough to give a scholarship since he can't play 2 years, because had he graduated, he could have played 2 years, been eligible for 2 years. Now he has to sit out and have 1 year to play one. And bring him on, but he's not going to be a scholarship. Or he's not going to have a scholarship, and he's not going to – probably not going to play, be backup if he comes to Hawaii next year.
Here's the problem with Taylor Graham. Or Ikeka Woolsey starting. He was easily, when he played, he was easily, while he was the most mobile quarterback, he was easily the worst quarterback in terms of completion, sack rate. He didn't throw a touchdown. He had 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. That's my biggest concern of starting. I honestly, first game, they're going to be playing against
Washington.
I would go ahead and start Taylor Graham in that position.
It's at home. So they get their first 3 games at home. I don't know. It's going to be – I don't think it's decided yet. It's going to be during fall camp, which gets underway in less than a month, which is awesome. What do you think – because we know what Norm Chow does. Norm Chow, we saw what he did at BYU. He threw the ball like crazy. That's where he made his name, with Steve Young, Robbie Bosco, Ty Detmer. He coached Phillip Rivers, Matt Barkley. He's amazing quarterbacks. He goes to Utah, does great things with the Division II quarterback when they nearly won the Pac-12 South his first year, or their first year in the league with John Hayes. But he adjusted that to a more run-based offense. I don't know. We don't need to discuss this, but we kind of do, but is he just giving up? Like, what's he just riding into the sunset and hope something sticks?
Who, Chow?
Yeah. What's his plan? I'm not with the quarterbacks. He has to first make a decision.
Well, you're right. I guess I'm reading this wrong, because not only Steele thinks that Woolsey will start, but also Bill Connolly thinks that he'll also start.
It's too formal. It's Bill C, man. Come on.
It's Bill C. Sorry. Bill C.
Too formal.
I think, honestly, he saw what was successful in the middle of the season when he finally stuck to one quarterback. Yeah, he saw what was successful. You do lose Billy Ray Stutzman. You do lose, Chris Gant, who actually, was targeted 97 times. He caught 59 catches for 973 yards. That's huge. But, you do get Scott Harding back this year.
And you get a full season running the ball with Joey Osafa.
Right. So what I honestly think, because Hawaii's defense was not bad. I mean, they gave 56 points to Wyoming. I mean, that was bad. But, I mean, you know, everything was close.
You need to be in bed now.
Now with a more set offense.
I'm recording. Go.
I really think that this Hawaii team, I don't want to say what's going to be a high point and what's going to be a low point, but I think they're going to look more solid.
But we'll give them wins. Will they get any wins? That's the problem. Norm Chow's won, what, three total games in his 2 years at Hawaii?
Yeah.
He beat South Alabama. They beat
Army,
and then they beat also, who was it? No, excuse me, he has four wins, excuse me. They beat, here's their his wins, Lamar, FCS, UNLV, a transitional South Alabama to the Sun Belt, and then Army. Four of the worst, UNLV and Army are traditionally very terrible teams. South Alabama, Lamar, FCS essentially. Are they going to get more wins? Because even if you look at the Football Outsiders adjusted point total, or adjusted win-loss,
it was four wins.
Yeah, they have four wins. Fresno, UNLV, Navy, and then obviously outright over Army. I don't trust this Hawaii team because Norm Chow has proven to be a bumbling fool at being a head coach.
Offense coordinator, but not great.
There's even rumors his short time Utah, he was out of the football office by 5:30 every day in season. Unacceptable if you want to be a good coach.
No, exactly. Yeah, and I mean we're going to get to schedule in a little bit, but it's really hard to predict what games that Hawaii's going to win.
The good thing they do, they have a lot of talent on running. I think they should be more of a balanced team. They're not going to do June Jones, and Norm Fell's not going to do what he did at essentially BYU when he's there forever. They have the receivers coming back. Let's see if Vasquez Haynes can do anything, and Marcus Kemp, if they can step up and make a move. They have a lot of guys coming back. They probably get Lekaloka in the passing game out of the backfield. They just need Hardy to get 80 catches. He has to do something like that. I wonder if they're going to take a step, but I don't know what a big step's going to be because defensively, they returned six guys, but they weren't very good.
No.
And the other thing, really quick, we skip over probably the most important part of any offense is the fat guys up front, the linemen. They bring back four of the five starters. They lose their left tackle, Mike Milovic, that'll be fine. They have plenty of experience back. So maybe this could be the year, at least offensively, this could be what people have been expecting from Hawaii. Because was there the issue with – who was your prior coach? I don't have the top man. Who coached him prior to Norm Chow?
Greg McCracken.
That's right. Did he just have no talent there and just let the program die?
No. He got into some trouble.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Because he had 29 wins in his 4 years there.
That's right. He had, in looking at Phil Steele, he had a 10-win season as recently as 2010. And 6 wins in 11 when they lost in the bowl game to BYU, I think. Maybe that's a bowl game. I'm not sure. Whatever it was. But I don't know. I think this could be the year the offense is going to be what everybody thought it would be for Norm Chow. It may not be explosive, going four wide and getting 400 yards passing and 35 points a game. Not going to happen. I think it'll be something where they will improve off last year. Because like last year, they scored a lot of points. Like an Army game, yeah, it's Army, get it, but 49, they had multiple games over 30 points last year, which is pretty good.
But I guess here's my question. If Norm Chow is out after this year because of another poor performance, who's Hawaii seriously going to get?
Honestly, I already know who the coach would be if he'd want to take the stop. It'd be Utah defensive coordinator Kalani Sitake. That would be their number one choice in a heartbeat.
So, Hawaii Times.
Yeah, and Norm Chow actually wanted him to come to Hawaii to be his DC, but why would you turn down Pac-12 and Mountain West? He would be their number one choice no matter what. Maybe the Navy coach, but I don't see that being a step down because Navy's pretty good. Ken, Coach Ken, whatever his name is, the super 20 consonants in his last name at Navy. It would be close.
Can I go make a, can I make a suggestion for Hawaii?
Yeah.
The one, the only, Rob Akey.
Oh, jeez. Why? Just because you want the stash back in the league? Or back
just,
in college football?
I just want the stash back in the league.
Speaking of that, did you see Spencer Hall on Fox Sports Live?
Yes, I did. Fantastic.
Wait, fantastic mustache or fantastic sports takes?
Both.
That was great. I'm like, oh, I see Spencer there. Excellent, excellent. But, so, no, it'll be...
Rob Akey right now is defensive line coach for the Vikings.
That's right.
Why not give him another head coach job? No.
It'll be... If there's a new head coach, I guarantee it'll be Kalani Sitake at Utah because you don't really turn down your first head coach opportunity. And he... It'll be him. If it's not Norm Chow, it's going to be him if he takes a job, which I probably think he would. Because he's...
that your hot takes right now?
That's my hot sports takes. Remember I said
that's your hot sports takes.
Hey, you heard it here first. That's going to be the guy.
You watch. You watch. If it really is him.
No, this is not.
Like, oh, this guy on Mountain West Connection. We read this random blog. Yeah, we heard it on the podcast.
No, it's no joke because, seriously, Norm Chow wanted Sitake to come with him to Hawaii to be his DC. So right. I guarantee it to be Kalani Sitake. Or, well, if Matt Wells happens to leave Utah State, I could see Kalani Sitake taking over that job down the road, too. So there's your hot sports take for coaching news here in July. Hawaii's defense, that's their problem area, I think. Is that safe to say?
Was it?
You gave up 59 points to Hawaii, or to Wyoming.
I mean, the line wasn't bad.
No. But
I mean, you have a returning senior, Bo Yap.
Yeah.
I mean, they lose a significant amount of defensive linemen. But, I mean, they're returning a significant amount of defensive linemen.
They split about half. They got about three starters. They keep their nose tackle, Moses Samia, which is good. It'd be better if he was bigger than 300 pounds as a nose tackle, but what are you going to do? You're in Hawaii.
Feed them more?
I know, eat some more local cuisine. That's fried spam. Boy, fried spam. Bo Yap, he's amazing. 12.5 tackles for loss. He'll probably be a preseason All Mountain West first team, possibly. He's perfect. He'll perfectly capable of doing so. Like I said, Moses Samia, 6.5 tackles for loss last year. He should step that up. They just need to find. I don't know what their issue is. Let me see if they're. I should probably pull up their.
No, that's just how their defense wasn't that bad. They do lose Art Laurel.
How do they win? Okay. If their defense wasn't that bad, if they're so close within so many games, how do they win only one game?
Offense.
But their offense wasn't that bad. Well, the quadrant system. No, they were terrible. We're giving them too much credit. They were terrible last year. They only scored 9 points versus Nevada. They should have beat San Jose State. San Jose State wasn't a good team last
year. Damn. How are you so damn bad? How do you only score 9 points versus Nevada?
And Nevada's defense is largely considered the worst in the Mountain West.
It's easily considered the worst in the Mountain West. And by easily considered the worst, meaning Jeremy and I think they're the worst. And that's pretty fairly accurate.
Outside of New Mexico, they were the worst. They gave up 505 yards per game last year. Seven yards a play. Hawaii actually wasn't better. Hawaii gave up 500 yards per game. So their defense wasn't good. Here's the defense. What they did. If I recall, I didn't watch a ton of Hawaii, or not enough, because the Oceanic Time Warner deal, and they super late games, and they played at home, and I could see them. They gave up big plays, they got the Bo Yap gets 12.5 tackles for loss. They have a decent amount of sacks. It's just that they gave up big plays, because their secondary was probably the extremely weak link for them, because under passing defense, they gave up almost 300 passing yards per game.
Yeah, so there you have it. The problem with Hawaii's defense is really it's the back four,
and making big plays as well. I mean, like, Turner, they only had 9 total interceptions all year. Less than 1 a game.
Yeah, the turnover ratio needs to be a lot higher. But, I mean, that still comes back to the secondary.
That does, for the most part, a lot of it.
And, I guess it's... You kind of lose your best player in John Hardy Tuliao, but, I mean, he was touted as the best player that was going to hold the secondary. Last year he didn't do too much, even though he had 66 tackles. He only, you know...
Two sacks. Here's the thing. Looking at their tackles last year, I don't think you want your secondary to have... Here's the running total. 66 tackles. Naquan Phillips, 55. Charles Clay, 55. D. Maggot, 43. Marl Jackson, 30. That's too many tackles.
So the question is, who do you want to step up in your secondary? If it's me, I really want Trayvon Henderson.
Well, three interceptions.
Three PBUs.
And D. Maggot as well. He made seven pass breakups. Here's the thing. We know they get pressure because they're obviously... The linebacking core clearly wasn't very good with all these tackles for loss they have lined up here and overall tackles. It's going to be a combination. It's going to be a whole team effort. The linebacker, defensive line needs to get pressure. This is all, for those who know, this is basic football. I'll just say defensive line.
Wait. So hold on. Before you start here, just remember, if you remember what Jeremy's about to tell you, you will be a successful defensive coordinator at a high school level.
Maybe junior high. Defensive line. Create pressure. Linebacker, stop the running game. Slow it down. Secondary, not interception, cover defenders, cover wide receivers. Simple. Because if the defensive line doesn't create pressure, secondary suffers because they can't cover a guy for 10 seconds. If linebackers don't stop the running game or slow it down, you don't want your SOI's example, John Hardy, Twilla to have 66 tackles. That's free football advice there, folks. Very free. And that's what it should be worth. Now, it's a lot of things in defense. It just wasn't – they weren't good. They were close in games, but I'm not going to say their defense was the reason they're close in any games.
There were so many things. There were so many missing parts to this team. It wasn't just, you know, the quadrant for offense or the secondary. It's just like at times – there wasn't complete consistency throughout. I mean, even if you looked at their special teams, their field goal efficiency, they were, 36 out of 37 for point after attempts, fine. This is Tyler Haddon, who will be a senior this year. But he was only 7 of 13 total for field goals. That's ranked 113th in the nation.
Hey, it's better than Sheamus.
This is right. He's much better than the wee man Sheamus. Sorry, San Diego State.
Sorry, David. Here's the thing. Also, I keep saying here's the thing. That's terrible to say.
Here's the thing.
Offensive line, they give up 42 sacks. 3.5 per game. 3.5. Let's get the schedule. They just need an overall better. They have enough guys back.
What can you say about this team, honestly?
They're not very good.
Outside of that,
I really, really like Joey Osafa. He's the guy I like the most. He's their best player on the team by far.
He's going to be the anchor of the team.
And if they can get Ike either Woosley to be or Taylor Graham, whoever's the quarterback, here's what they – if they can find a – stick with one quarterback, assuming he's not terrible – at least take the one quarterback, and Woosley is good at running back, and the offensive line can be, heck, give up 2 sacks a game. That's an improvement. If they can improve, here's the thing. They were so bad, if they improve by 50%, they're still bad, that could maybe get them a couple more wins.
Absolutely. But I totally agree. I think the best player on the offense this year, Joey Osafa, he's going to anchor that offense. I think defense, you're going to have Bo Yapp. Maybe Trayvon Henderson.
How many yards does Osafa get this year? Would you put it over under 1,200 yards?
I'd put it over 1,000. I'm not sure about 1,200.
Because 1,200 is about... Does Hawaii play 12 games or 13 games this year?
They should always play 13.
They don't always take advantage of that rule.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. Boom.
1,200 yards should be what we're seeing.
1,200 yards. Okay, yes. We'll put it over 1,200. I'll put it over 1,200.
Okay. So let's go to schedule. Their schedule starts off favorably with 3 home games. Washington, Oregon State, Northern Iowa. We already got our previews. Our new guy, Chris Turner, is doing all these previews, non-conference.
They're only going to win one of those.
Washington has Coach Pete. Yes. Oregon State loses Brandon Cooks. They still have Sean Mannion, possibly the best quarterback in the Pac-12. And then you have Northern Iowa, who's an FCS team, coming to Hawaii. Is Northern Iowa the only win there?
I think Northern Iowa is the only idea there.
No chance versus Washington?
No. I think Coach Pete has too much of a vendetta against anything Hawaii.
Well, they lose Austin Severian Jenkins. Bishop Sankey's no longer there. Do they still have their quarterback from last year, if I recall? No, Keith Price is also gone. So they've lost their best 3 offensive weapons.
Yeah, but they've picked up a couple new quarterbacks.
Well, naturally, it's Washington. You should. So just we're going with just Northern Iowa?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say Northern Iowa.
Okay, so they are... Hey, 1 win, 1-2. More wins. Tied to wins you got last year.
I'm going to go ahead and go out and say they're going to upset Colorado. At Colorado.
Is that how big of an upset would that be considered?
Well, it would be a game against a Pac-12 team that they probably shouldn't have beat that they managed to beat.
Let me take a look here. Let's see, when was their last win over a power conference team, even though they're not really considered a power conference? Actually, ironically, it was against Colorado in 2011. They won 34-17 in Boulder, season opener 2011. That's their last win over a big-time, a team that's in a big-time conference. I was about to slip up and say a big-time team. That is their only win versus that type of program. Even when they won 10 games, they beat nobody of note in the big conference. The last one prior to that was 0-9 when they beat Washington State. So they only have 2 wins versus a Power 5 team since 2009. Not that they played that many, but still. So you think they're going to beat the Buffs?
I think they're going to beat the Buffs.
And that's in Colorado, you said?
Yes.
They're just terrible. Both teams are terrible. I know. I don't see them. It's a road game now. First road game of the year, not a chance. Do we care about Rice at all to talk about them for a minute? Conference USA bull team. It's on the road again. It's another road game.
It's another road game.
Lost. Okay. We don't need to go each team, but here we go. Wyoming, San Diego State, Nevada. That stretch. All losses?
Can I go ahead and say I hate Nevada, so it's going to be a win? But no. Actually, in all seriousness, that's probably all 3 losses right there.
And then I don't see a win...
Until San Jose State.
Maybe?
San Jose State and maybe UNLV at home?
That's kind of a rival there. I could see them beating UNLV at home. That's kind of it is a rival. Over the past couple, 5 or 10 years, they played a lot.
It's a rival of a bad team.
It is. They're exciting. So, yeah, they're not going to be first note. There's no way they're making the bowl game. Are they going to equal Norm Chow's win total this year that he got in the prior two? If we say confidently Northern Iowa, I see maybe 2 wins, Northern Iowa and San Jose State, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I would go UNLV. I can see 3 wins. UNLV is a winnable game.
So
you would have 4 because you like Nevada as a win.
I was joking. I mean,
I wasn't sure. Hey.
As much as I hate Nevada, I don't think they can lose to Nevada.
That stretch is reasonably difficult. At San Diego State.
I mean, the only way I could see them beating Nevada is the fact that Nevada has to travel to the islands.
And they get island fever?
And they get island fever. That's the only way I see it.
Because that stretch is tough for Hawaii. See, at San Diego State, home for Nevada, home for Utah State, at CSU.
And that's a nasty five-game stretch for Hawaii.
But, yeah, that stretch is...
That's a nasty stretch for anybody in the Mountain West.
If they had a dream season, everything went great, quarterback, the Woosley, or whoever's a quarterback, if it's Woosley, Graham, Joey Iwasapa has 1,800 yards on the ground.
Yep. Okay, do you want to talk about a dream season for Hawaii this year?
Four wins?
Northern Iowa, Colorado, Rice, Nevada, UNLV, 5 wins. San Jose State, 6.
That's still 6-7.
That's still 6-7.
Oh, man.
And that's a very doable 6-7.
Well, Rice is a pretty good team.
Rice is a very good team. But I'm just saying, you want a dream season for Hawaii this year? It's a 6-7 season.
If I were going to go all out and say, here's what they do. If they do everything right, Norm Chow's finally get it together, I would do Northern Iowa, Colorado, Rice, Wyoming, and UNLV. I'd go 5 wins. I can't go more than 5.
So you're still at 5-8. I mean, 5-8, 6-7, that's the best case scenario here.
But realistically, 2 wins. I'm going 2 wins.
Realistically, 2 wins.
And if
I will go ahead and give a generous
3
third win to either San Jose State or UNLV.
So you prefer Colorado? You say Colorado wins more likely than that?
Yes.
Hmm.
Of course, I really have no clue how good/bad Colorado is going to be. They could surprise us and finish upper half of the Pac-12 South.
I can't hold that in. Sorry, that's impossible. They're 6-6 in the Pac-12. Mike McIntyre, sorry. So that's a why for you folks. Okay, one last question. If they get, what would it take to get Norm? Like, I don't want to say a guy's going to be fired or pushed out. Well, how many wins? What would it take to keep his job? If we're correct in saying just 3 wins, because I could still see that happening. Perhaps is 3 wins enough to keep his job?
No.
What would it take for him to keep his job?
Dream season.
Bowl game?
No.
So I would say
5 wins. No. Let's give the Bobby Houck benefit of the doubt. Four wins.
Four wins. I was gonna say. So 3 or less and he's gone.
Even
if it's like last year where they have, say they get 3 wins, the other games are within like all single digit losses except like one.
No, 3 or less and he's gone.
So if they get three wins, it's a Kalani Sitake, right? That's their next head coach?
You're the one who's saying that.
Hey, it's legit. He wants a head coaching job bad. He's done good things in Utah. He could probably get a better job, but we don't need to get into that. It just depends what openings are or are not there. But Norm Chow, 4 wins, you're safe. 3. Have a nice retirement in your home state there, Normie. Do you have any parting shots for the Warriors out there?
Please keep the throwbacks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Never, ever change those throwbacks ever again.
Wear those as much as possible because our good buddy Kyle Kunstein is on his CFBHuddle.com show recently. Anybody from Hawaii listening, send us some jerseys. I would appreciate it. I don't wear football jerseys ever.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of jerseys, but if you send a Hawaii throwback, I would love it.
We'll see it happen. So that's all we got for tonight. Hawaii, 2 or 3 wins. Maybe 4. We'll see what happens. If they stick to the single quarterback system, they have a chance here. And check us out at MWCConnection.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, maybe. SoundCloud is excellent to listen to the show, MWCConnection.com. We will continue our previews. Next up is, alphabetically, Nevada. So we'll be discussing Nevada football sometime next week. Everybody have a great night. We'll talk to you next time, folks.